Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This week's podcast is an article that was specially commissioned for our free weekly long read, Miscellanies. Sign up to receive the email at historytoday.com/newsletter.
The Rise of the Valkyries. Life and death in a Viking battle depended not on military prowess, but on the favour of the Valkyries. Why were these mythical figures who decided a warrior's fate female? By Johanna Katrin Friedrichsdottir. Read by Greg Johnson. The Battle of Fitjar, fought in southern Norway in 961, was a struggle between King Håkon the Good, once the foster son of King Æthelstan of England, and his nephews, the sons of Erik Bloodaxe. The Viking Age was a turbulent period, both within Scandinavia and in the extensive lands the Vikings travelled. According to a cycle of 13th century Norse sagas, the Heimskringa, the brothers had made regular, if unsuccessful, attempts at claiming the Norwegian throne for years. Although Håkon once again repelled their challenge, Fitjar would be his last battle. He was to die soon after from his wounds. A poem called Håkonarmål, or Words About Håkon, composed in the dead king's memory by a poet in his retinue, attributes his fate to the will of two Valkyries, Gondal and Skogul. The poem tells us that, although the pair decided to give Håkon's side victory, they claimed the leader himself for Odin, the Norse god of war. In other words, the outcome of the battle was not determined by military tactics or prowess. Rather, victory and personal survival depended on a higher power. The Vikings, popularly known as masculine fighting machines who knew no fear, perceived this power as female. Håkon, who had spent much of his youth at Æthelstan's court in England, was an early adopter of Christianity in Norway. But Håkonarmål is steeped in the pagan beliefs to which most of his subjects still subscribed. In the Norse belief system, Valkyries were supernatural women who determined who lived and died on the battlefield. Subsequently, they would take a select group of the slain warriors on horseback to Odin's hall, Valhalla, where they would join the Einherjar, the exclusive retinue who fight for sport during the days and feast at night. It is easy to see the attractions of such an afterlife, in which a man never goes hungry and fighting is a form of entertainment with no consequences, at least for those who belonged to the warrior class. The Edda, a textbook about Norse mythology written in the 13th century by the Icelander Snorri Sturluson, claims that the Valkyries served drink to fallen warriors in Valhalla. But older sources, which are closer to what the Vikings thought and believed, usually emphasise the Valkyries' warlike aspects and their agency over life and death. Viking poets refer to them as sword girls, spear maidens, and goddess of the spear or sword. One poem, preserved in Njál's saga, even visualises a battle as the earthly manifestation of the Valkyries weaving in the other world, using weapons as their tools and guts as yarn. Valkyries have the power to give victory to one of the warring sides, an ability encapsulated in the description of a battle as the Judgment of Gondal, a metaphor which compares the clash of two armies to a court, where both sides litigate, but one party is ultimately given victory by a judge, the Valkyrie. The figure of the Valkyrie raises questions. Wherever we look in Viking history, whether in sagas, myths, picture stones, or the archaeology, Viking warfare is a male-dominated sphere. Why, then, did the Vikings believe that the beings which presided over battles and made decisions about who should die were women? One answer emerges if we consider the situation from the point of view of a Viking king. Kings needed to muster large crowds of men willing to fight and very possibly die for them. They needed their warriors to buy into the idea that death on the battlefield was aspirational rather than horrific. Along with dispensing gifts and titles, kings achieved this by cultivating a military ideology, partly by having poets in their service whose job was to write verses that promoted a heroic warrior mentality. Håkon Namål is part of this Norse tradition, reveling in the glory and glamour of war. The poet emphasizes the king's valor and skillful fighting, and the descriptions of the battle, swords clanging, shields clashing, and blood spilling, are vivid. Eventually, Gondel and Skogul's decision is carried out, and the Valkyries ride to Valhalla to announce the king's imminent arrival. With their profound power over death, the Valkyries play their well-defined part in propaganda, intended to convince people to sacrifice their own life or that of others. In myths about Valkyries, we see an attempt to elevate the banality of war, to make the pain and suffering, the lost limbs and deformities, the piles of lifeless bodies, glorious and worthwhile. The randomness of who is hit by a flying spear or arrow and who isn't is rationalized as a warrior's destiny and good fortune, the deliberate choice of a supernatural being sent by Odin. Despite the stereotype of Vikings as fearless warriors, the Valkyrie also engages with the apprehensions some of these men might have had about going to war, perhaps for years, many leaving their wives and family behind. Håkon Namål opens with the striking image of the two Valkyries riding off to the battle when it is about to begin, before moving quickly to a heroic portrait of the king and his army, spears brandished, the royal standard flying. However, after the battle, as the mortally wounded king lies bleeding, he has a conversation with Skogul, asking her why things transpired as they did. It's hard to tell whether the poet intends Håkon's words to express disbelief, anger, or disappointment, but his statement that "we were worthy of gain from the gods" suggests that the king felt hard done by. This ambivalence might explain why poets sometimes take the Valkyrie in a softer direction, representing her as graceful and attractive. For instance, the poem Hrafnsmål, or Words of the Raven, relates the magnificent military successes of another Norwegian king by way of a conversation between a raven and an ethereally beautiful Valkyrie. She has white blonde hair and fair skin. Other poets imagined the Valkyrie as a doting lover, eager for the warrior's romantic and sexual presence, even when he is a corpse. In poems about the legendary warrior Helgi Hundingslayer, his bride, the Valkyrie Sigrun, does not want him to die. So, rather than fulfill her role and condemn him to death, she hovers in the sky during battles and protects him. Consequently, the Valkyrie perceives Odin not as her leader, as is traditional, but rather as her rival for Helgi's loyalty and attention. Although Helgi is captivated by the Valkyrie, their subsequent marriage seems to cause Sigrun to lose her powers, and thus her allure. When he finally does die in battle, she tries to compel her husband to remain in his burial mound in an undead state, so that they can continue to be together. Ever the warrior, Helgi chooses Odin and Valhalla over an afterlife with Sigrun. Helgi and Sigrun's relationship hints at the tensions inherent in warrior life, with conflicting demands and loyalties to one's king and family. The mythical Valkyrie thus tells us something about Norse society beyond warfare, namely that women had agency and were considered important. Although the evidence suggests that women were not equal to men on a structural level, sagas and poems often depict them as their husbands' trusted advisers. Some dominate their male kin, for better or worse, goading them to take up weapons or mollifying them before they make a crisis worse. Either way, they are not powerless. Women were often buried in splendour, and their status is also demonstrated in the evidence of rune stones, memorial stones raised in public places, sometimes funded by women. The Valkyrie, a central concept in the violent times of the Viking Age, would not have existed, nor had such appeal, if she hadn't had some basis in the culture from which she emerged.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.